Welcome to Life Lessons in Unexpected Places. The world is full of teachers if you know how to look and listen. With Asha Nayaswamy, one of the spiritual directors of Ananda Palo Alto and a founding member of Ananda Worldwide. If you enjoy this content and are inspired by the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda and his disciple Swami Kriyananda, find Asha on YouTube, Facebook, Patreon, all podcast directories, and her website, ashajoy.org.
Mathematical certainty. Every fulfillment, sooner or later, is cancelled out by a disappointment. Every success is replaced by a failure. Every joy must yield in time to sorrow. Every up is balanced by a down. Isn't it ironic that, after countless incarnations, we never win a single game? The sum total of all our striving always ends up in that final cipher, zero. Now, my friends, I have been studying this spiritual path for more than 50 years now. I have heard this over and over again, that there are ups and downs, we're not talking about infinity. We're not talking about the final ending of the soul's long journey. We're talking about the material world in which we live, which is fundamentally a world of duality. The esoteric explanation of that is the divine spirit is one, the divine spirit is absolute stillness, and the divine spirit manifests as the material world by creating vibration. In the Bible, St. John says, in the beginning was the Word, and Word is sound, and sound is vibration. And in the esoterica of Sanatan Dharma, of the ancient tradition of India, it's the Om vibration, the Om sound, the Amen sound, which is the fabric of creation. Yes, these are very esoteric ideas, but you can feel it. Everyone can feel it. If you go into a place that's absolutely silent, silence is a presence. And sometimes silence is even a sound that we actually hear, just a wind in the pines, a roaring of the ocean, but we hear it internally. It's something inside of us. The reason music affects us so deeply and directly and differently than visual art is because we ourselves are a vibration of sound. There's these fascinating experiments that are done with people who have lost the mental capacity to relate to the objective world. But if you bring in music, they can often remember the lyrics and they'll sing, people who haven't spoken in years because of their mental misfunction can still sing songs because it's a wholly different part of ourselves where sound is stored. So the premise of creation itself is this vibrating from a point of rest. And the vibration is like the way a pendulum swings back and forth. There's a fixed point of rest. It goes to one side, and then as far as it goes to one side, it must come back to the other side. This is cause and effect. In the physical world, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. This is physics. This is not religion. This is physics. But the physical world manifests the same laws that exist in the realm of consciousness, in the realm of spirit. So we have what we call the law of karma, which is cause and effect in the realm of consciousness, specifically the realm of consciousness of each individual, that we enter the world of duality, which is the material world, and we move back and forth between these two realities. There is always morning followed by night, followed by morning, followed by night. Spring is followed by summer. Summer returns to autumn. Autumn turns to winter. We have all these opposites, and they constantly shift. You know, the garden produces abundantly, and then gradually it wanes, and those same plants begin to die. But then when the next summer comes, they will come alive again. And ourselves, we're children, we're old age, the body dies. And there's nothing we can do to hold it in one spot. It's always balancing itself from one side to the other. Another way that the image is often described is that there's the great ocean of spirit, and then the ocean raises waves. But every time a wave comes up in one place, there's a corresponding trough in the other. And then when that trough rises as a wave coming up, then the wave that was up must come down. And no matter how tumultuous the waves move and rise and fall, no matter how high a wave can rise or how deep that trough is, the overall level of the ocean, it never changes. It just shifts and shifts and shifts, and then eventually gets pulled back to its fundamental nature. So one reads this, and it's just, oh my, every joy and sorrow, every fulfillment and disappointment. I might as well, and one literally thinks like this, just shoot myself now. Why am I going through this? So either, as some people do believe, this world is just a horrible place. You know, existence is horrible, quite apart from this world. Or something completely other is going on. And this is what, ever and again, through the awakened, those who are awakened souls, they incarnate in this world as saints, as masters, as gurus, as avatars, as pure descent of spirit, Buddha, Krishna, Jesus, Moses, every one of these great spiritual figures. We've forgotten all of their contemporaries. We've forgotten everything that happened that seemed so important when they were incarnated, and we remember all of their names, don't we? And in the life of Jesus, which in the West, where I'm speaking from, is so well known, the only characters that are known from that period of time are those that had some association with Jesus. And even though in his moment he seemed like nothing at all, he rose, he was a rabbi, he was respected for a time, he was crucified. But no one thought at that point that thousands, 2,000 years later, centuries later, he would be the known figure, because he walked in to this world of ever-changing waves rising, waves falling, Romans ascendant at this point, the next tribe coming in, the Jerusalem temple being powerful, the Jerusalem temple being completely destroyed, just up and down, Jesus coming in on Palm Sunday, being proclaimed as the Son of God, and then crucified and thrown into a stone cave a week later. You know, it's just like rise and fall, rise and fall. But what is behind all of this is the ocean. And that's where it begins to change. That's where it begins to change. And so the end of the story is not the duality that we live in. The end of the story is the ocean that has become all these waves. And what we do as we progress spiritually, and that is the only purpose and the only meaning in life. And it's not something that one can be persuaded of. The spiritual understanding grows from the inside out. Everything that's living grows from the inside out. That which is manufactured, you assemble the pieces and you hammer them together. You can make a table out of beautiful pieces of wood, but you gather the wood, and if the wood just sits there, if you pile all the pieces of the table in place, it will never become a table. It will just sit there because there is no essential life force in it. But if you take a child, a baby that's born, and even if it's not well taken care of, it will still, time will pass and that child will grow. Friends of mine just had their first grandchild was born, a little boy. And you know, just from the first baby pictures to 3 months later, I mean, of course, his parents are taking loving care of it. He's an adored and much welcomed child. But from the inside out, he's growing. It's not like his parents are pasting more length on him or more hair on him or more physical dexterity on him. It's absolutely just growing from the inside out. Every living thing grows from the inside out. Spiritual understanding is not something that we assume. Yes, we can assume religion, We can begin to behave according to certain religious dogmas. We can attend certain religious functions. We can assume the dress. We can recite the creeds. And that recitation, that action may also be emanating from inside, but it not necessarily. What emanates from inside is this intuitive awakening of our own actual potential for wisdom. And the realization that a person comes to at a certain point on this soul's long journey is that there's something completely other going on here. That's all. That we were fooled for a long time. You know, we were fooled for a long time into thinking that this wave is going to stay at its peak. I have pushed this wave to its peak, and this wave is going to stay here. And then always that wave comes down. Often it happens in the course of one incarnation. Sometimes it happens in other incarnations. Now, it's not merely, well, let me phrase it differently. I'm not sure. Swami writes it unequivocally here. Every disappointment, every fulfillment, everything has to be balanced. But what he's really saying is, insofar as we identify with the crest of the wave and draw our fulfillment from the crest of the wave, that wave simply can't sustain itself. Insofar as we identify with the ocean, and you see, this is where what he doesn't finish here, is what happens is after we ride the waves long enough, we begin to notice that there's something else going on here, which is all of these different waves, these ups and downs and ups and downs, they're all the same essential reality. They're all happening with inside myself. They're all a factor not so much even of the events that I go through. What is fulfillment? What is disappointment? I mean, these are not necessarily objective realities. These are subjective experiences. So we begin to understand that the ups and downs that we're always experiencing that are canceling each other out, they may have an external form, but it's not the form that I'm actually experiencing. What I'm experiencing is my internal consciousness. And it just begins to cross our minds that if I can shift my consciousness, then I no longer have to play this, what Swami calls this zero game, where every time I think I really have it exactly as it's meant to be, it always slips away from me. If in no other way that will slip away from us, our body will go away and the whole construct will just disappear at that point. But even then, we still have our consciousness. And this is the great secret that all the great teachers, all the masters try to bring to us. Jesus put it really simply, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things that you long for, you will discover will be added unto you. Instead of leaping from wave to wave, go deep into the ocean of spirit, and then you become all the waves. You become all the waves, and the ups and downs of it are no longer real to you because you're spread out in that great ocean of spirit. I remember in my brief experience of scuba diving, I remember coming up once from the depths of where we were diving, and it was raining on the surface. It was the tropics, and so it was beautiful rain. And it was so extraordinary because I brought my eyes up to the water level and all these raindrops were dropping and they were beautiful diamonds. It was really extraordinary. Then I would just go down and none of it was happening. And then I'd come up again and it was this storm happening, and then I'd go down and none of it was happening. And that's what we're looking for. At a certain point, what Yogananda called the anguishing monotony of it. The anguishing monotony of riding all those waves, hoping they'll stay up, having them come down again. And it just occurs to us, let me go to the source. It grows from within us as a dawning awareness that there has to be another answer here. And that's the soul whispering in our ear until finally we begin to listen. So, Swami tells us, and this is actually a call to a higher reality, not a condemnation to perpetual lack of fulfillment, but just the opposite. seek ye first the kingdom of God. And where is that kingdom of God? People look for it, as Jesus said, lo here and lo there. But he says, no, the kingdom of God is within. The mathematical certainty. Every fulfillment, sooner or later, is canceled out by a disappointment. Every success is replaced by a failure. Every joy must yield in time to sorrow. Every up is balanced by a down. Isn't it ironic that after countless incarnations, we never win a single game? The sum total of all our striving always ends in that final cipher, zero.
Our work is made possible by inspired listeners, so if you feel to support ASHA, you can make a one-time donation, or for unique members-only content, subscribe through Patreon. Blessings, and thank you.